We continue our reading of the book of Isaiah in chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. I'll continue to verse 6 of chapter 4. You'll find it in your pew Bibles on page 724. Now, Isaiah is continuing to deliver the charge that God is using to convict the people of Jerusalem for their sin. And here he turns to the women of Jerusalem and the way that they've turned worship into a fashion show. Now, he's not condemning women dressing in an attractive way. That's a very natural thing. But as I read it, you'll see how excessive it is. And it's a mask for depravity and sensuality of a sordid nature. You know, it's wrong to think that only women are to be virtuous. Men are to be virtuous as well. And yet, when a society's women lose all sense of decency, it is a picture of gross depravity. So it is in our own culture. So it was then. Now, God's going to threaten them. He's going to inform them that this is going to end badly. And they're going to end up not with perfume, but with the stench of rottenness. They're going to end up in rags. They're not going to have beautifully coiled hairs. They're going to be bald because he's going to judge them with the Babylonian exile. And their men are going to be slaughtered. His judgment is no laughing matter. But then in chapter 4, he picks up on this. He says, since we're talking about beauty, I'll tell you what beauty is. It's the branch of the Lord. It's a way of talking about Jesus. The tree would be cut off, but a branch would come up, and he will be beautiful and glorious, and God will restore beauty through the grace of Jesus Christ. He's going to talk about how the cleansing of our sin, how the indwelling of holiness, these are the sources of beauty. You know, that's true for all of us. We don't want to buy in. If we buy into the world's airbrush standards of beauty, where it's going to be tyranny. But if we will say, you know, what is really true and beautiful and lovely is a character like that of Jesus, and to know that we're washed of our sins, oh, then there'll be holiness. Well, this is the thing that God speaks of in this passage. Let's read together. I'll read aloud God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning with verse 16 of chapter 3. The Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks, glancing wantonly with their eyes, mincing along as they go, tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will strike with a scab the heads of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will lay bare their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the finery of the anklets, the headbands, and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets, the scarves, the headdresses, the armlets, the sashes, the perfume boxes, and the amulets, the signet rings and nose rings, the festal robes, the mantles, the cloaks, and the handbags, the mirrors, the linen garments, the turbans, and the veils. Instead of perfume, there will be rottenness. Instead of a belt, a rope. Instead of well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a rich robe, a skirt of sackcloth. And branding instead of beauty. Your men shall fall by the sword, and your mighty men in battle, and her gates shall lament and mourn. Empty she shall sit on the ground. And seven women shall take hold of one man in that day, saying, we will eat of our own bread and wear our own clothes. Only let us be called by your name. Take away our reproach. In that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be the pride and honor of the survivors of Israel. And he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who has been recorded for life in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and cleansed the bloodstains of Jerusalem from its midst by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of burning, then the Lord will create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day and smoke and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a canopy. There will be a booth for shade by day from the heat and for a refuge and a shelter from the storm and rain. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.